All right. Really, on the injuries, it's just Jamal Charles. He got his toe stepped on, so have an x-ray, just precautionary measure, and see how he does. Good work this week. We were able to work against some opponents, and got a lot of work done. A lot of snaps in each day, and I thought it was productive. Time's yours.
Justin Houston was 49 on the top 100 list last night. Are you surprised by that? Impressed with kind of your thoughts on that?
Well, no. Listen, he's a Pro Bowl player, and he's developing into one of the better outside linebackers in the National Football League, and it's important now that he understands that. It's important that he continues to develop, and he has a real chance at being, one of the top guys there. So
do you have to kind of caution him on that a little bit, not to let
no,
him
not at all. No. He plays a non-cautious position, right? So there's no caution. You just work hard and keep better in your game. What you end up doing when you're a great player and you're able to sustain that means you've taken the offseason and you've worked on the small things to make yourself even better. So that's what he's doing now.
You seem to have mapped out this schedule pretty much on what you want to see result-wise as you head into next week. Do you like where you are, and how do you step it up for next week?
Well, the thing the guys are doing is they're challenging each other, and that's where you get better. So I appreciate that attitude and the work ethic. They just keep on doing it and keep learning, stay in the playbook. But they've been it's been very productive.
Has anybody stood out, especially the undrafted free agents, guys that...
I can't get them all the guys.
But somebody, there's been people that have been...
I'll give you one. Harris has done a nice job. Came in as a basketball player, and he's just gotten better and better every day. You see him out here making plays. So I think, I'm sure you guys noticed that. So it's, and I'm proud of him for the way he's worked. That's not an easy transition.
And what were your expectations for him, Andy, coming in as a basketball player?
Well, to learn. Just learn. We saw the athlete, John Dorsey. That was his guy, and he saw the ability there, and he had been a real good high school receiver. So you bring him in, and you give him a shot. That's what those are all about, the tryout positions. And he came in and making the most of it so far.
Has Alex Smith put his stamp that this is his team?
Yeah, he's done a nice job. He takes control of all the intangibles. He's got them. And so just keep learning the offense. That's what we're doing. And so steps forward every day.
Learning that offense, it was more obvious this week. The guys are starting to get it, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. What we're doing is we're able to blend some things that we were just doing as separate phases, and so it was another step forward. A lot thrown at him, but I think it's been positive. I think it's positive steps forward. It was good to get Albert back. He'd been sick. Good to get him back in the lineup there working. So, we're overloading them, but they're handling it.
How do you see much of Donnie Avery and team drills throughout OTAs? What's up with him?
Well, he had the injury. He had the high ankle sprain, so he's coming back. You saw him today. This was really his first day. So coming back, and he worked in some teamwork. Those are tough to come back from, especially at his position. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman normally can come back a little bit quicker, but he did some good things today.
You have Niall Davis working on kickoffs now, too. A guy with his kind of speed, is he one of those guys you're just trying to find ways to get him a football, maybe in space?
Yeah, well, he's big and fast, and so another opportunity to carry the football, which he does well, and that's new for him. So we've got to see. Dave's developing, and Kevin, they're both working with him on it. So we'll see how he does.
With Jamal here, though, obviously you're probably not going to get a ton of carries. So do you look at seeing how he can catch the ball in the backfield, see what he can do with other things to see if you can work him in more?
Well, it's a matter of he's a rookie, so he's learning. I wouldn't tell you that he's not going to get carries. I would say that you need two good running backs. Three, if you're fortunate enough, and they're all going to play. So, but he's got to keep coming. He's doing a nice job. Smart kid.
When you talk about overloading the offense now, is that an attempt so when you get to training camp, you're up and boom? There's not a whole lot of learning.
I like that. A little boom. I like it. I like it. I would say that you give it to them now. You get it in the computer, and then they're able to spit it out. Having said they've done it. You're obviously not going to go into a game with all the plays we have in now, but we want them to have a taste of what we're doing offensively, and then we'll pull out from this big file that we've given them for the season.